Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Finding your sweet spot. What do we mean by that? Well, a lot of people just jump into this outsourcing, what we call insourcing. To find your sweet spot, to really determine what are those areas which you need to insource, you really need to sit and think for a moment. It could be just you doing this on your own, thinking about the areas every day that just take a lot of your time, whether that's emails, project management, could be managing your diary, returning phone calls, taking calls, sending emails. There are so many things that we do that we just don't realize are repetitive tasks. So first of all, take some time and figure out what are those areas that is your sweet spot or really allows you to be in your sweet spot that you could insource. Make a list of those. It could be as few as three. It could be as many as 20. If you're having trouble, go to people you work with. Maybe go to your spouse and just ask them, you know, what do you see that I'm doing in a repetitive manner that maybe I shouldn't be doing? Maybe there's somebody else who's actually better suited. I can tell you, for me, I leverage three different areas and three different teams that I help with, not only my personal executive assistant, but project management, and then my branding, the social medias, the things that you see that get done. So really take a moment to look at the areas which you're finding yourself muddling around in, if you will, or spending a lot of time because you can't get to those important things, important projects, really those areas that increase your ROI or move the needle, as I like to say. So find your sweet spot and do that by just taking some time to think, ask some coworkers, maybe ask people on your team, what is it that I'm doing or what is it even that you're doing that we could leverage insourcing. So what are you going to do today to find your sweet spot?